Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has a 53% approval rating, according to a recent Morning Consult poll, placing him 33rd among the nation's 50 governors. His approval has declined slightly over the year, down from 56% in the first quarter of 2025. Walz officially launched his campaign for a third term in September, a move that would make him the first governor in Minnesota history to serve three consecutive four-year terms. A historic win for transgender athletes came from the Minnesota Supreme Court when Wednesday, in the case of J.C. Cooper, a trans woman who was denied entry in 2019 from a USA powerlifting competition, the court ruled you can't discriminate against trans people in public accommodations, such as sports leagues. Kat Roan, executive director at Outfront Minnesota, says this ruling just reaffirms what is protected by the Minnesota Human Rights Act.
Minnesota sets a really high bar for women's sports, for the participation of girls and women in athletics, and I think that's because we've had inclusive policies, supportive communities, and a culture of bringing folks in.
Roan says when the law is clearly laid out like this, it deters other institutions from testing the law's limits. State Republicans say this decision, quote, marks another setback in the fight to protect girls' sports, citing issues about safety and fairness. Estimates from Democrats show that 200,000 Minnesotans will lose their health insurance benefits if the Affordable Care Act premium tax credits are not renewed by Congress. It's one of the sticking points between Democrats and Republicans in Washington. DFL State Senator Elise Mann of Edina says,
the cost of health care is going to increase significantly across the board for everyone. And the first thing that's going to happen is your insurance company, through your employer, is going to increase their rates.
Republicans say one way to help Americans with their health insurance premiums is to remove illegal immigrants from getting federal and state benefits. The Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa is the latest tribal nation to sign a cannabis compact with the state. As winter approaches, the community group Bows of Love is asking residents to help preserve the green and blue ribbons displayed after the August 27th fatal shooting at Annunciation Catholic School. Cities say bows on public property should be removed by October 30th to avoid damage from street cleaning and snow removal. The Minnesota Timberwolves are celebrating a 118-114 win over the Trailblazers last night in the season opener. Wolves coach Chris Finch.
You know, I thought guys did a pretty good job of just adjusting to the type of game as it went through. Felt like if we get enough plays together at the right time, we'll win the game, because we'd gotten to the precipice number of times and then fell back. All credit to the guys, they hung in there, beat a tough team.
The Wolves outscored the Blazers 30-19 in the fourth quarter last night. The Minnesota Vikings play the LA Chargers tonight at SoFi Stadium in Southern California. The Purple fell to 3-3 with a 28-22 loss to the Eagles Sunday at US Bank Stadium. The Vikings could get running back Aaron Jones back for tonight's game. This is MNN.